Mitch McConnell sent to rehabilitation facility after hospitalization for concussion, rib fracture. By Wendell Hasebo on March 13, 2023. Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, will be sent to an inpatient rehabilitation facility after being treated at the hospital for a concussion and a rib fracture. McConnell, 81, was rushed to the hospital last week upon tripping at a reception and private dinner at a Washington, D.C. hotel hosted by the Senate Leadership Fund, a Senate campaign fund closely aligned with his establishment political position. Leader McConnell's concussion recovery is proceeding well and the leader was discharged from the hospital today, McConnell's communications director, David Popp, said in a statement. Over the course of treatment this weekend, the leader's medical team discovered that he also suffered a minor rib fracture on Wednesday, for which he is also being treated. At the advice of his physician, the next step will be a period of physical therapy at an inpatient rehabilitation facility before he returns home, Popp said. McConnell's continued absence will impact the Republican Senate minority. Until McConnell's return, Republicans will only have 48 lawmakers to combat Democrat policies. Democrats control the Senate with 51 votes. Notably, Senators John Fetterman, DPA, and Dianne Feinstein, DCA, have been absent for over a week but will purportedly return soon. Their medical leave has given Senate Republicans leverage over the slim Democrat Senate majority. First elected in 1984, McConnell became the longest-serving Senate party leader in history after winning January's re-election as Senate GOP leader. Despite the 10 defectors who voted for challenger Senator Rick Scott, RFL, the first votes ever against McConnell. Under McConnell's leadership, the nation has gone through challenges. The national debt has increased more than $20 trillion. Illegal immigration has persisted, real wages for American workers have remained stagnant. Obamacare was enacted in 2010. Big banks were bailed out in 2008. Social media companies have silenced individuals without repercussions. And Dr. Anthony Fauci remains unaccountable for allegedly twice lying to Congress. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.